Good morning, Mr. Drake. Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf.
Hi, Mr. Jim. How are things?
Hey, well, you got my curiosity up, and that's always a good thing. When you said a digipeater was listening at 1200 baud and transmitting at 300 baud, this was an APRS digi, maybe. Boy, how would you actually build a two-port thing like that? I'm just kind of curious if you'd thought about that.
Well, you can. Some modems can do it internally. They have two ports. You can set one port to do 1200 baud and another port to do 300 baud, or 1200 baud and 9600 baud. And you can have them relay traffic between the two ports and or two frequencies. This one that I'm noticing is not on two different frequencies. And what it's doing is it's receiving on 1200 baud on 144.39 and then retransmitting at 300 baud, but still on 144.39, which, as you could understand, is a bit problematic.
Oh, yeah. That's quite interesting. You know, there were a lot of modems that were made back in the 80s and whatnot that handled HF at 300 baud and VHF at 1200 baud. So maybe you're dealing with someone that's got one of them.
I'm wondering. I figured out where it's coming from and I sent a message, but I have not gotten a message back yet. So hopefully they see my message soon because it's using up a lot of airtime down here.
Ah, that's very good. Well, you know, because I've tried to track down people that inadvertently set their APRS to one of the repeater frequencies rather than 439, you know, and, you know, I have to change around the modem settings on my, on my Yaesu that it internally decodes and set it to the right frequency and the modem on that band. It's quite complex to figure out who's inadvertently transmitting.
Right, and another thing I've noticed is that sometimes repeaters don't key up in time. They clip the beginning of the packet because the transmit delay on that packet's a little bit too short. And then what I end up having to do is listen on the output or on the input of the repeater, which is a little bit more difficult because, well, my antenna's not up as high as the repeater.
Yes, you're absolutely correct. I've always had success only when I can hear the input side of the signal. You're right. Somehow either the compression or the delays or the clipping or whatever, or a time delay, whatever you said, through the audio digi doesn't deal with you don't get the whole complete sentence, I guess.
Yeah, most of the time what's causing that is CTCSS decoder on the repeater isn't quite quick enough to activate the audio path and activate the repeater in time before the actual data starts on the packet. So it ends up clipping the beginning. So you'll hear the APRS, but you're not hearing the transmit delay and then the actual beginning of the APRS sentence. And you just get a CRC error, or most TNCs just give up and don't really tell you that it wasn't, in fact, trying to decode a packet. It just kind of says,
Yeah, when I say sentence, that's because I usually had to use my BPQ software to analyze the signal rather than relying on the APRS software. So I could see the complete sentence. And the neat thing with the BPQ or whatever they call it, you can program in like 5 millisecond delay times and things like that at the start of your, or between key up and waiting for the radio to stabilize. I think that's really what it's asking for.
Yeah, transmit delay. Yeah, usually I set that up to the shortest setting I can possible while the transmitter is actually stabilized. Some commercial radios come up really quickly. Specifically, I've noticed that Motorola will come up really quickly, and I can use like a 200 millisecond delay, or sometimes even 1.5 or 150 milliseconds, which is awesome because it allows that digipeater to move traffic pretty quickly.
Yeah, that's definitely more important in various packet modes where you're transmitting files and things like that rather than just one sentence. I definitely would agree with that. Yeah, it's kind of fun because, you know, the history is back when you had rock-bound or crystal-bound radios, they would instantly be on frequency. But then when they, you know, back in the 70s when they got rid of them and went to synthesize, that PLL lockup time is interesting to watch on the frequency look curves, as you probably have seen on some of your service monitors.
Yes, I have. I've noticed that. What is neat is some newer Motorola radios, sometimes they actually, the PLL is always locked, which is kind of interesting. And specifically on Motorola repeaters, they're the same way, that the exciter is actually always transmitting on that frequency. My two MTR-2000s do that. If you actually bring your radio near them on the output frequency, you'll start hearing the exciter, and when the repeater unkeys, you'll just, if you don't have tone decode turned on, your squelch just stays locked open because, well, it's hearing the exciter always transmitting. But that's one kind of cool way to get around that that issue with having to wait for the transmitter to stabilize. One thing I have noticed, specifically on Yaesu radios and Yaesu repeaters, is that when they first key up, the carrier is like 3 kilohertz off frequency, and then it kind of slowly drifts down to where it's kind of supposed to be. I always thought that was kind of interesting.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's only on Yaesu radios. I think others also do that. But yeah, interesting what you said about the various Motorola repeaters. I have noticed that with Jeff's Northport box. Boy, if you get a radio anywhere near I wouldn't even call it a rack. It's not rack mounted. It's a console one, or whatever you call it. That box is very, very noisy.
Yeah, it's worse on the MSF-5000s. MTR-2000s aren't as bad. If you're in the same room as an MTR-2000, you'll notice it. Wow, that was a risky pass move there, buddy. Yeah, if you're in the same room as an MTR-2000, you'll notice it. MSF-5000s, if you're within, like, I want to almost say, like, almost an eighth of a mile, you're going to pick up the exciter on that thing.
Interesting. Yeah. You know, back when I was in the Navy, we had protection of all computers. They called it tempest hardening, so that someone couldn't discreetly pick up microprocessor data paths and things like that. Very interesting. Anyhow, sir, I'll let you drive. ACADG. Maybe I'll see you on Saturday.
All right. Sounds good, Mr. Jim. Catch you later. Hey, EMH Mobile. I'll grab it.
K8RDV. Any teams heading out to Sage Creek for bannering?
KF8ENF.
KE8RDV Mobile.
KF8ENF.
This is KE8RDV. I'm out here working Snowdrift and wondering if anybody's listening that is doing bannering on Sage Creek or knows who is.
KF8ENF.
This is your LGS session. This is your LGS session. That's successful. Your audio volume is a little low, but otherwise solid. K8RDV. here, LGF, and Freeway, and France. Anyone listening to the repeater? This is KE8RDV. I copy you. I'm not sure if you're hearing me, though. K20LJF, that's it. Anyone in Snowdrift, anyone in Snowdrift, this is K20LJF. K20LJF, testing. This is K8RDV, I still hear you loud and clear if you can hear me. Thank you very much. Yeah, we've moved over to the start of the Black River stage, facing south, and I think these two control locations are well covered by MNDOT. Yeah, out there at Black River area was a little rough, but you're getting in just fine, so I think you're in good shape. Yeah, to finish the East Branch stage, where we first tried to get in, we were sitting on the other side of the intersection, and it was really staticky. We pulled up to the finish control, and it was crystal clear. So 100 feet made a difference. Radio check, you're getting in the repeater, but you're pretty choppy.
KE8HKJ calling CQ.
I had you loud and clear. KE8HKJ.
Alright, thanks for the returns. Just got the radio in here and wanted to make sure the damn thing's working. KE8HKJ.
KF8ENF.
Hear you loud and clear. KE8HKJ.
Yeah, thanks for that. Have a great afternoon. KF8ENF.
KDA-HTT on frequency. transmission check. Hoping to see if everything's working good for this weekend. Wondering if anyone copies.
88FBX, I hear you loud and clear. Thinking about doing the same thing. JB, was that you on the radio check?
Yeah, calling station, KS8FBX. This is, I got you coming in. It was pretty garbled, though. I just switched the SP off on my radio. Maybe it's on my end. Where are you calling from?
I'm halfway between Atlanta and Vienna.
KF8ENF calling. KF8FTE.
KF8FKY, just doing a quick radio check. Prepping for tomorrow, tweaking the radio, wondering if anybody's out there.
This is K8RDV, and radio check sounds good.
Missed the full call, but I think it was RDV. I copied, got you coming in really good here, too. Appreciate the call back.
Most welcome. Where are you stationed at tomorrow?
I'm double-checking the map right now. Looks like tomorrow I'm 3-7, so it might be on the north side for the secondary repeater. And then Saturday, looks like I'm going to be at, hoping the map back over that way, Avery. So should be okay with this repeater for tomorrow, or for Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday will definitely be good. I was just out to Sage Creek Road there today, and no problem from there. Get up there and in Black River, though. It gets a little shaky.
Copy that. Well, I appreciate the callback and make sure it's working good. I've been working on the radio all week, making sure everything's settled in the truck good, and I just wanted to confirm it. So I'll clear the frequency in 73. Appreciate the time. Have a good night. KF8FKY.
73. Have a good night. K8RDD.
K8DD.
Kilo Echo 8 Alpha Golf Lima, KE8AGO.
KF8FTE. KF8FTE from K8ZAT. KF8FTE. KF8FTE from K8ZAT.
KE8AGL, Kilo Echo 8 Alpha Golf Lima. KE8AGL, Kilo Echo 8 Alpha Golf Lima.
KF8FTE. KF8FTE. K8ZAT.
KE8AGL, Kilo, Echo 8, Alpha Golf Lima, up from downstate, hoping to make a contact here at the Straits. KE8AGL.
This is Kilo, Echo 8, Fox, Julie Whiskey.
Hey there, Kilo, Echo 8, Alpha Fox, something or another, missed that, sorry. Okay. KE8AGL, I'm from Kalamazoo, but I'm staying up here on the north side of the Straits, and just saying hi.
Oh, okay, very good. Yeah, I'm way up here in the Sioux, so that's where I am. Hi, Matt. And call sign is Kilo Echo 8 Fox Julie Whiskey, FJW. Oh, hey, it was snowing today, so I don't know. I was just outside, it's not snowing. But... starting our day, actually. I work night shift, so it feels like 8 o'clock in the morning to me. Yeah, not a whole lot going on here today. Just woke up, had something to eat, had some coffee, so just kind of hanging out. So how's your day go?
Oh, pretty good. Worked in the morning and then hopped in the car to drive up here, going all the way to Houghton tomorrow. My son's at Michigan Tech. We're going to go visit the kid. And, yeah, the weather up here is not a whole lot different than Kalamazoo. Cold and snowy, but it's pretty.
Oh, yeah, very good. So, Kalamazoo, you know, I haven't been there yet, but we'll probably make it there eventually. So, well, hopefully have a safe ride up that way, that's for sure. So, it is definitely cold and snowy here, and the state can supposed to be even colder. So, been up down once. Hilly place. A lot of hills. That's what I remember about home.
What are you doing for work at this time of night?
I work security at the university here in Sioux. LSSU. So that's what I do. And it's my day off, so. Just hang out at home. Go back to work tomorrow. I got to work the weekend. So, go race this weekend, Saturday. So, hearing all the sleds go around the track. So, it picks up. So, it picks up a little bit here. So, everybody comes up to work, watches the race, and the town empties again. Happens once a year. Into it three times maybe. And I normally just listen to it on the radio or watch it. So I used to advertise it on YouTube, but I don't do that anymore. So I don't know what they're doing now. So that's the big event going on here in the Sioux this week. Other than that, a heck of a lot going on.
All right, so if you're up at the Sioux, is this a linked repeater system? You're not catching Max City Office, are you?
Oh, no. I have a repeater up here. It's linked in. Yeah, there's, I don't know, about a dozen repeaters or so linked into the system here. So I call it Northern Michigan Linked Repeater Network. They got a website, so. Yeah, it's been growing slowly, so we've been getting some business. And they just linked in Benzie County, so which is kind of neat. Here, I think there's a emergency net they do every Wednesday night, so that's kind of neat to listen into or check into. So.
Yeah, roger that. All right, KE8F. JW, I'm going to sign off here on your final. It's been good talking to you. Thanks for reaching out and making contact. This is KE8AGL, Kilo Echo 8, Alpha Golf Luna, and I'll be south on your final.
Yeah, sounds good. So, have a safe travel visiting your kid there in Houghton. He'll be going to Tech, so that's good. Technical school. So, 73. Enjoy the rest of your evening. KE8FGW, Montreal.
Station, you're real weak. Go ahead and repeat your last. Still super weak. You're way down there in the weeds. I can tell that there's audio coming through, but I can't make any of it out.
We'll give it one more try here. Is this any better?
Quite a bit better, about 50% better that time. I can understand your whole transmission. K8ZAT here.
Much appreciated. KF8DCX, clear.
K8FDX, looking for a radio check.
K8FGW, Montreal.
check, please. A radio check. Over. Over. Try that again. Can I get a radio check, please? Over.
I heard you in there. Sounds like you're talking to your microphone right 5 feet from your mouth, but you're in there.
No, I'm on my Bluetooth headset, and I'm trying to get the switch to dry. I'm having trouble with this thing. But you do hear me in there. That's great. That's great.
Yeah, we heard you in there. Hey, sounds like you're driving, so well, drive safely to wherever your destination is. KE8FGW.
Sorry,
dude,
that's WOW.
Trying to make it through smoke here. KE8FGX,
also looking for a radio check.
You're just a little scratchy, but you're making it in there also.
Thanks much,
KE8FGX, you're
clear.
You're welcome, KE8FGW.
Hey,
MJW,
I bet you the rock call, son. That was a rock call, son, but that's a different topic. This is KQ4YYE. It's not KQ4YYE. It's over.
Cameron? Can't think of a guy.